Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here we go. It's hour number 3 in the nation. And 72 hours from right now, we'll be in the middle of the first half. Cowboys and Browns live in Cleveland. And joining us now, Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland to talk Browns with you here on your home of the Cowboys. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's great to have you. What do you expect from the Browns offense and Deshaun Watson? Is it possible to have a really good idea of what's coming at this point?
No, I have no idea what to expect from Deshaun. I know what Deshaun tells us we should expect. I know what the organization is telling us we should expect, but I am of the mind that I'm past the talk. I just want to see it on Sunday. The message coming from everybody is that Deshaun's shoulder is fully healed. He is fully recovered from that injury a year ago, and he's ready to return to the Deshaun Watson that everybody saw with the Houston Texans. But I have to admit some of my skepticism. He's not played a full season of football since the 2020 campaign when he did lead the NFL in passing that year. Of course, he sat out in 2021, suspended for 11 games in 2022, and only played 6 games last year again because of the broken bone in his shoulder. So I don't know if it's possible for Deshaun Watson to return physically to the player we saw with the Houston Texans. I guess we're going to start to find out come Sunday.
Beyond the missed games last year, how much did injury cause him to play poorly?
Well, he played well at times, especially early in the season. And the second half comeback against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, in which he completed all of his passes in the second half, and the Browns were down double digits, and they rallied to win at the gun, might have been one of the more impressive wins in the expansion era for the Browns since 1999, especially on the road against that Ravens team. Of course, the Browns were the only team in the NFL last year to beat the number one seeds in each conference. They beat the 49ers. They also beat the Baltimore Ravens. So we've seen flashes. We've seen glimpses from Watson. We just haven't seen it consistently because, frankly, he hasn't been on the field consistently.
Daryl, I know you had posted the video of Jedrick Wills in the locker room yesterday saying he was not going to be playing. So what is the status of the Browns' offensive line, specifically at that tackle spot?
Well, right now it is in flux. I have been under the impression that it was going to be Jack Conklin. I've said so on my podcast. I've said on the station. I've written it. And then today, seeing Will's not practicing today, not all that surprising because, again, I don't expect to see him at all Sunday. But Conklin's limited in these reps. And remember, he's coming off a very significant knee injury he suffered last week in week 1, ACL, MCL, PCL, and meniscus repair. made to that knee. So the door has been opened now for James Hudson to potentially step into that spot, and that might be the best news Michael Parsons gets all week.
Daryl, when you mentioned Hudson playing, and I remember I watched tape of the game in the playoffs against Houston, and he was the right tackle. Where do you think they would line him up if they had to play him either the left tackle or the right tackle?
Well, he'll be the left tackle, and DeJuan Jones will be the right tackle. They you know, Jones they drafted last year.
Sure.
They have been really reluctant to move him from right to left at this point. There's part of me that thinks that he is the left tackle in waiting because Wills is in the final year of his contract, but I'm not so sure because they don't seem like they're in a hurry to move him. And this is an organization, just from a philosophical standpoint, they view the tackle positions very similarly. A lot of teams put a premium on the left tackle spot over the right tackle spot. And the Browns, they view both of those positions equally. They don't prioritize one over the other or feel one is more significant than the other. And they also feel that the skills on either side are transferable as well. So I think if Conklin is not available to play left tackle, it'll be Hudson at left tackle. And then again, as I said, DeJuan Jones, he's pretty much written in stone right now that he'll be the right tackle until everybody's healthy. Then the starters would be Wills at left and Conklin at right, and DeJuan Jones on the bench ready to hop in if needed.
Getting you set for Browns and Cowboys with Daryl Ryder right here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. How you feeling about our old buddy, Amari Cooper? Are you getting a sense that this is a revenge game for him against his former team?
Well, I love Amari Cooper. He's one of my favorite Browns on this team. He just goes about his business, doesn't say much. He's real quiet. He's a lot like Nick Chubb. And he's also just a very, very good football player. And it's been an interesting offseason for him. He really wanted a contract extension from the Browns. The Browns really didn't want to do that. Of course, he's 30 years old now. And so he's going to get into free agency. They fully guaranteed the final $20 million on the contract for this year. That's what got him to training camp. They also threw some performance incentives in there. So maybe if he hits those, he can give himself a little bit of a pay bump heading into free agency. But I just love Cooper. As far as the revenge game, and his name even popped up in trade rumors, the Brandon Ayuk stuff, Browns 49ers talking trade there in August. And Cooper said today he's a very unemotional person. He doesn't take it personally that his name may or may not have popped up in trade rumors. He's not worried about his contract situation. He did admit, though, because he was asked about the extra emotions playing against his former team. He did admit that had this game been sooner, as in, 2022, after he was traded to Cleveland, maybe there would have been a little extra sauce for him. But because time is now passed, right? He's been with the Browns 2 years. He's the first Browns wide receiver in franchise history to catch for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. There's just not as much mustard on this one for him. Personally, he just wants to go out and win a football game Sunday.
Well, you say Amari Cooper's one of your favorite players. You can't say he's absolutely your favorite player on the team because Jameis Winston's on the team, right? I mean, my goodness, how awesome is it covering that guy?
Yeah, I mean, look, Jameis Winston's a walking soundbite. There's no question about it. Nothing personal against Jameis, but I hope we don't see him this year. And hopefully we don't have to talk to him this year. That means that Deshaun Watson is available each and every week and, performing well and is healthy. So, Jameis is a lot of fun to talk to. He's a ball of energy. That's one of the things the Browns really love. About him that, he brings that level of energy, not just to the quarterback room, but it kind of reverberates a little bit throughout the entire locker room.
It's Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland to talk Browns with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, what do we expect with this Browns running game with Chubb out?
Well, Jerome Ford's the number one back. It's going to be a three-headed monster, Pierre Strong. You'll see some of him. Dante Foreman, you probably see him in some short yardage situations. He's kind of like a battering ram, type of guy. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to expect from this run game because Kevin Stefanski does not run full contact practices. during training camp, so there's no live tackling, there's no taking guys to the ground. And so it's really hard to gauge what is a good productive run in those practices because you really don't know where the play got stopped. So that is just like Deshaun Watson, that is an unsolved mystery going into week one.
Darryl, when Ken Dorsey was brought in as the OC, and I know Kevin calls the plays, have you noticed anything different with Dorsey and his, you know, and his work with Watson and stuff? Because he seemed to do some wonders, you know, when he was with Josh Allen at Buffalo.
Yeah, and also Cam Newton, the year that the Panthers went to the Super Bowl and Newton won the MVP, you know, Dorsey was with him. And that's what really appealed to the Browns. They really wanted to make sure that, you know, Alex Van Pelt did a great job in the 4 years he was with the Browns, especially considering the volume of quarterbacks that the Browns had to go through because guys kept getting hurt. You know, he did a really good job, but they wanted to bring someone in that really could accentuate what Watson does well, and that's the off-schedule stuff. And so you can see some differences in the offense when you watch practice. It is about getting the ball out real fast. The timing route stuff that was emphasized the previous 4 years, there's not much of that now. There's a lot of, you know, receiver choice routes, things where, you know, the quarterback and the receiver better be on the same page, how they're reading those corners and safeties and linebackers and coverage. If not, there's going to be a lot of turnovers because if Watson's thinking one thing and the receiver's thinking something else, you know, that's where you have problems. But it's all about giving Deshaun Watson flexibility to make those off-schedule plays. He's not an on-schedule quarterback. So they have pretty much scrapped that idea under Dorsey. And this offense, I think you'll see Sunday, involves a lot of off-schedule plays.
How about the defensive side of the football? Cowboys rocking with two rookies, with Guyton at left tackle, Cooper Beebe at center, and this Browns defense, at least from a year ago, they were a sensational unit.
Jim Schwartz may or may not have noticed that the Cowboys are starting two rookies on that defensive line. Miles Garrett, the reigning defensive player of the year. I know Micah Parsons this year would like to have a word with Garrett about that particular award. I'm pretty sure Miles is aware of two rookies being on that defensive line. So, but, you know, we talked to Schwartz today, and he said that those two young guys, he was really impressed with the preseason film that he saw on them. He really felt they acquitted themselves very, very well. So while they may be rookies, you know, the Browns are not expecting an open invitation to the backfield to get after Dak Prescott, but they are going to dial up the pressure because that's just what they do. It just so happens that the Cowboys are going to start a couple of rookies up front, but the Browns are a pressure up front defense. They are a man-to-man in the back defense. And so, you know, last year they were able to play some real good complementary football in that regard. With the pressure up front and, you know, tight coverage on the back end. We'll see. They're going to be tested, obviously, right out of the gate here because of the explosiveness, not just of Dak Prescott, but his favorite target, C.D. Lamb.
We were so blown away at the red zone numbers for the defense, though.
Yeah.
How much conversation has been about that in this offseason? Such a great defense, but worst when it comes to the red zone.
Not only that, red zone as well as on the road. The home versus road splits were Jekyll and Hyde. They were just dominant at home, and then they would go on the road, and they just weren't the same defense. So those are two things that Jim Schwartz has been chewing on all offseason, and those are two things that Jim Schwartz has been beating into his players' heads all offseason about tightening up and improving. And so I am real curious to see because, again, Dallas has a prolific offense. There's no question about it. In fact, the Browns will play every elite quarterback there is in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes is on the schedule. Tua is on the schedule. Lamar Jackson, the two-time MVP, he's on the schedule twice. Of course, Joe Burrow down in Cincinnati is on the schedule twice, divisional games there. Justin Herbert, they're out with the L.A. Chargers. So this is the opening act of what the Browns defensively are going to face. And so while there's been so much talk about tightening up red zone, making sure the defense travels on the road, there's also a lot of talk of the level of play has to be elevated or else they're going to find receivers and quarterbacks picking them apart on a weekly basis because they are facing the best of the best starting this week with Dak Prescott.
No question about it. Daryl, we really appreciate the time, man. Cannot thank you enough for all the insights. This has been a real treat. Looking forward to maybe we'll I'm sorry about that. Looks like my guy Wolchuk's got one more question for you. Daryl, here he is.
What's your secret with the pork chops?
My secret with the pork chops? I don't have a secret with pork chops. Barbecue sauce. That would probably be my secret.
That's a damn good answer right there to an awful question. Sorry about that. I'm going to deal with this guy in the break. Daryl, you're a beast. Appreciate the time, my friend.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Salute. There he goes. Daryl Ryder, 92-3, the fan in Cleveland, passing all the tests.
Took it in stride, man.
Look at that guy.
It's a radio pro.
Especially if you make it on a Weber. Ooh, dude, it sets it off.
I think years ago when we first hit that to Broadus, he obviously thought long and hard about that.
I think I did too.
He was talking about it being dry.
Yeah.
Applesauce.
We got to go. Sean Merriman joins us to preview NFL Week 1. That's coming up next. The G-Bag Nation here on 104.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5-3, the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's game one of the NFL season tonight. Sunday is Cowboys-Browns. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, lights out, Sean Merriman. Coming in courtesy of BetOnline.net, BetOnline.ag. Segment is presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's been in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to FrankelFirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at CarsForKids.org. As Sean Merriman joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, my man? How's it going?
We're doing great. Let's start with the Cowboys. You know, what kind of a season do you think they're going to have coming off a last year's playoff disappointment against Green Bay?
So the talent's there. I don't think that's ever been a problem. I think right now is what's the mindset in the locker room and the distractions because of contracts with Dak and Micah. I mean, I don't think we've ever heard Dak speak this way in a press conference about possibly moving on to a new team and it's a business and he's prepared. You know, so when you have those level of distractions, it's hard to talk about the first game. It's hard to talk about the next game, the third game, because people want to know about the situation. So it's really going to be how they handle the distractions this year. It's not going to be the talent. They got all the talent in the world to get things done, but it's really how they handle the distractions leading into this year.
Sean, so what was your experience during your career? You know, big contracts are out there for very important players. Does that have like a trickle-down effect on role players? And, you know, what happens if a guy can keep it silent and professional? Is it possible that benefits by making that, you know, key player extra motivated in a contract year?
Yeah, for one, with a guy like Dak Prescott, you don't have to motivate him. He is going to be self-motivated. He wants to go out. He's a winner at heart, right? He's going to go out and get it done. I think what happens is the questions are going to be asked by the teammates and the media and people outside of the building. That's where the distraction is going to be because you're going to have to answer those questions. They're going to throw a microphone in Micah's face at some point and ask him, hey, well, how do you feel about your contract? And they're going to ask the teammate. They're going to ask another guy about how do you feel about Micah's contract. And so those questions are going to have to be answered. And that is how they deal with it is going to be to reflect on how the season is going to go, man. So I don't think it's a talent issue. I think them bringing in, you know, I think Dalvin Cook, right? They brought in Dalvin, and they made some key late, you know, acquisitions, bringing guys in. I think they got talent, but man, they got a lot going on. They have a lot going on that they have to battle through contract wise.
Yeah, a lot of expectations around here, a lot of pressure. In a team game like football, how fair is it to put postseason success on a quarterback's shoulders?
Well, look, we judge quarterbacks now based off of championships, right? We know some of the best quarterbacks in history, and I played with one of them, you know, in Phillip Rivers. Mm-hmm. You know, Phillip will always have that question mark, and he was a great player. I mean, he's a great player. But he was always going to have that question mark because he doesn't have a ring, because we value championships. We value how many times, you know, how deep you go in the playoffs, and it's going to be no different from Dak. We know that Dak is going to give you one of the best regular seasons we've ever seen. We know he's going to go out, put up big numbers. He's going to win a lot of football games, but he's never going to, you know, get that 800-pound gorilla off his back until he gets these guys to an NFC championship game at bare minimum and in the playoffs.
You mentioned Phillip Rivers. Did you ever have a teammate that came anywhere close to doing as much trash talking as him?
No. and you know the great thing about Phillip. So I think that I think now, because with the mic'd up and we're starting to see a lot of cameras everywhere, I played against Phillip when I was in college. I went to the University of Maryland. He was at NC State, and I hated him. I just thought he ran his mouth so much. I was like, I can't stand this dude. I cannot wait to play him. And then you get in the locker room with him, you get on the team, man, and you just realize he's talking to you. He's not – he doesn't curse, obviously, for one. But two, he's not saying anything negative or mean. You're just not used to a quarterback chirping back with you. I hated it as a competitor of his, but being in the locker room with him, he is probably the most competitive player I've ever played with in my life.
When it comes to all the quarterbacks entering this year, and we've talked to, I mean, you mentioned Dak, Lamar Jackson, who's playing tonight. It's the postseason success that is kind of, hey, that's what they're still waiting on. Who do you think has the most pressure at the quarterback position that they have the most to prove this year?
I would say Dak, man, because, you know, he's already gotten a big contract, and he's won a lot of games. I mean, he's had MVP season. But that stamp is never really going to – he's never going to have that elite stamp until he gets those guys into an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl. He's just not – he's never going to get the respect, right, because he has numbers-wise. He's up there with the best. He's put up, you know, godly numbers, but he's never going to have that stamp of being elite until he gets those guys to the next level. So you look at the rest of the quarterbacks in the league, I mean, who else has that pressure that already hasn't won at least one Super Bowl already? No one.
Lights out. Sean Merriman here with you in the Nation.
Hey, Sean, I was going to ask you about with Micah Parsons, and, you know, and we're hearing, you know, him and Mike Zimmer, you know, seem to get along very, very well. And, you know, he's asking Mike to move him around a bunch. Is that something, as a pass rusher, as good as you did, as well as you did that, is that something that will benefit from him, he'll get benefit from it by always moving around? Or did you just like to kind of stay and work on one guy that you felt like you could take advantage of?
You know, a guy like Micah Parsons, with that level of athleticism, explosion, and the capabilities, the things that he can do on the football field, it is a discredit to put him on one side of the field with his hand in the dirt. And I don't want to take a shot at Dan Quinn at all, because obviously he had something in his game that he thought that Micah can do. But when I saw Micah lining up and he put his hand in the dirt at the end,
yeah,
it was like, man, it hurt my stomach, because you know what he's capable of. You should never know what Micah Parsons is going to be lining up at when he comes pre-snap. And it was a conversation I had with him a couple years ago when he had a big year a couple years ago. I said, Micah, this year when you come in, you are a target. Everybody's looking. When that pre-snap, they're looking to see where you line up at. They're going to slide protect, call the strong side. Wherever you are, you're getting most of the pressure. Well, guess what? If they know where you are pre-snap because you've got your hand in the dirt, well, you just made it a lot easier for the offenses. And it never should be that. And one of the privileges I have is playing for Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips, you didn't know if I was lining up at weak, if I was lined up as strong, if I was going to come around on the jack blitz and loop around to the A-gap. You never knew where I was coming, which led to me being one-on-one with running backs, one-on-one with tight ends. That's the kind of situation you create. So Micah is smart, man. And I think Mike Zimmerman, he's been around for a long time. He loves nasty guys, though, and he has a great defensive mind. He's going to know what to do with Micah, and that's not lining him up on one side of the football.
If Zim does that, do you think Micah wins Defensive Player of the Year this year?
Yes, absolutely. No question about it. Because his ability, man, he's a 15-plus sack guy. And more importantly with that, he has the ability to drop into coverage if you need him to. He can cover out the flats. He can step up in the A-gap and then, you know, kind of hang right there and spot protect. He can do so much. And it really, man, it pained me. And outside of the 37 holds that was not called against him last year, I mean, that was just embarrassing. The NFL and the referee, they should be ashamed of themselves as much as he was getting held last year. But it just hurt my heart to see him lining up one side of the field.
How unique is Myles Garrett, who the Cowboys are going to have to match up with this week?
Oh, God, I mean, look, and he's going against a rookie tackle, man. I'm just, you know, and I'm sending prayers and thoughts, man, to the rookie because, you know, you're coming into a game and you're playing against the best. And Myles Garrett is such a freak of nature and what he can do on the football field. We just talk about Myles Garrett. I mean, we just talk about Micah Parsons, what he's able to do. Myles Garrett's the same way, but he's bigger. He's a bigger guy. And so that rookie, man, he's going to have his hands full this, you know, this week coming out. But he's going to get a good test because if he can stand up and play well against Myles Garrett, you can stand up and play well against anybody.
Hey, Sean, I was listening to you talk like that, and I was just wondering when you think about that and you think that rookie's going to get all that help. And on the other side, Terrence Steele, you kind of watch him and he'll struggle a little bit with power and that. Do you, as a coordinator, would you be tempted to say, I know that rookie's going to get all that help and rush Garrett on the opposite side and see if you can get more one-on-ones with Terrence Steele?
Yeah, and look, you're not going to be able to cover him up all night, right? You're not going to be able to cover him up all day where you got a tight end anywhere, but you want to chip off the edge.
Sure.
Maybe have the tight end to hit Myles Garrett before he gets out in the rush and we don't have a clean rush. You know, some kind of motion or some kind of near set over there where – you know, bring the tight end in the slot area. Just you don't want Myles Garrett having a clean rush. But
right.
There's going to be some points of the day that he's going to be one-on-one and he's going to have to man up. And you almost, in a sense, you want that. He needs to be tested early. That way he's ready for the rest of the season. But it's going to tell a lot, man. So if he can handle, you know, in those bad cases with Myles Garrett, he's going to be able to block anybody.
Okay, true or false, if Sean Merriman was playing against the Browns this weekend, he would have at least one or two massage jokes to throw at Deshaun Watson in the middle of the game?
Oh, I mean, six, seven. I mean, it, you know.
Six.
with me, man, I believe, first of all, having a good time. And two, I would do anything to get under people's skin on the field. I said things to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, all the greats. That's what this game is about, man. I know it's kind of gotten, I wouldn't call it soft, but the game is different a little bit. But it's still football. You're still a mind game out there. And if I didn't go out there and crack some jokes or you know, pull his towel and help, you know, just little things to mess with him, man. I would love to be in a position to do that.
Does Brady ignore you? Does Manning ignore you? Which one of those guys barks back a little bit?
I would say that Peyton talked back to me the most. Tom just, you know, with his crazy eyes, just looked back at me like I wasn't supposed to hit him. but I would say Peyton always had some good words back. I used to love going back and forth with Pete.
Were there any quarterbacks that you just reduced to nothing? Like you got inside their head, psyched them out?
I think it was Matt Castle, actually, when he was with the Chiefs. He got to the point where he just almost full sprinted back to the huddle so he didn't have to see me. but, you know, I had a couple guys in the heels, man. And you know, that's one thing about it. And I watched Lawrence. The reason why I won number 56 was because of Lawrence Taylor and the fear that he struck into all the offenses. And I learned watching him a lot. And, so it was great to do.
Did you ever play against a player like Andrew Luck who would just slap you on the rear and be like, hey, good hit, man, really good hit?
Great hit, Don.
Yeah, I got Andrew Luck towards the end of his career, and he actually got me one of those when I was in Buffalo, and it was the weirdest thing. I didn't even know, you know, it kind of you put your guards down, man. It's like, man, how can you really say anything bad to this guy? And he's sitting there being nice and complimenting you and everything else. And I'm so used to the office and going back and forth with Phillip. I couldn't realize that somebody was being nice to me, and it just felt weird.
Sean, you're a super beast, man. We cannot thank you enough for the time. This has been incredible. We're back to football. Life is good. And, wow, as soon as I say that, we're in preseason form here. It looks like Wolchuk's got one more question for you. Sorry about that, Sean.
What's your secret with the pork chops?
What was that again?
What's your secret with the pork chops?
What do you mean, the secret?
I have no idea. Sean, I am just so sorry about that, man. We look forward to hopefully next time getting to do this with a little bit more professionalism. But we're back to football, back to pigskin, pork's in the air. Enjoy yourself some football tonight.
You got it, man. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV as well. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. It's my new free ad-supported sports streaming service, completely free, available on every major smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Vizio. So if you've got any one of those major TVs, we've got a big fight tomorrow. We'll download Lights Out Sports TV.
I love it, Sean. Thank you so much. Have a good one. There he goes, Lights Out, Sean Merriman. Merriman here with you in the G-Bag Nation, LightsOutSportsTV.com. What are these guys doing over here?
It's a poor guy comes on and he's talking.
The pork guy came on?
Poor guy came on and he's trying to offer some insight, and then you're going to give him an opportunity to promote, hey, Sean, what are you working on? But no, we're over here
what's the secret to the pork chops?
What's the secret to the pork chops?
I've always felt like a good meat thermometer.
Yeah.
You don't want to overcook that pork chop.
You don't want it to be dry.
People wanted to know.
People get so fearful of the pork chop that they have to overcook it. Like, you can have a little bit of pink in there, right?
You could grill it pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the rules of steak, like 130, really 125, you're good to go.
Shout out to the quickness on Lucius there with the follow-up question there. He's like, I'm sorry, come again? And he's like, boom, there it is.
True badass.
Let's do a top 10, Wolchuk. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Thank you very much, Lucius, and congratulations to Sha'Carri Richardson. She was running. And there at the Zurich Diamond League track and field meet today, she had a rematch with Julian Alfred, the UT gal who beat her for the gold medal. And she won. She won today. Sha'Carri did with a 10.84 there in the hundo. All right. So congrats to her. Carter's own getting the job done. Little rematch game. You always love a revenge,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the one gal won the gold, right? LSU gal took the silver.
What have you done for me lately?
She said that she took a lot of time off in the spring and summer to be fresh, and maybe that was the difference in her 10.72 ability there in Paris. Time now for Wolchuk's top 10. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Thank you.
Bully.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all the tremendous texts that we've gotten for what are the true secrets with the pork chops. I actually had a chef text in pork chop deep fried brown gravy. So we're getting a lot of quality input.
You deep fried the pork chop inside of brown gravy? Ooh. That feels revolutionary.
I think he's saying, or she's saying, you deep fried the pork chop and then you put the brown gravy on it.
Oh, you smother it.
Yeah, you're making it like a chicken fried steak, except you're making a pork chop.
I don't know. I like the idea of using the brown gravy as the cooking oil.
I like that too. This is going to be outstanding. We're going to do a top 10 most popular cuts of pork in the USA.
Back to football. It's a return to football Thursday, baby.
I went ahead and I pivoted. I said bleep the other top 10 lists I've got, although news.
Can we judge what the other two were?
I was considering, we just got news that Ocean's 14 is in the works. George Clooney and Brad Pitt are going to reprise their roles.
They've really done 13 of those things already.
Is everybody still alive for this one?
I think that we lost Bernie Mac, certainly.
Yeah.
I can actually confirm that. We'll
I don't know about the other old guy, Saul. Is he still around?
Saul Goodman?
That's Rob Reiner. Reiner.
Is it?
I think it's Rob Reiner's dad.
Okay.
Carl Reiner.
Carl.
I'm not sure Carl is still around for the Ocean's 14, but it's not going to be the same without Bernie. But Clooney and Pitt are back, and I assume Matt Damon's going to come back. I hope Don Cheadle's back as well. But we're going to get Ocean's 14. I think 11 and 12 are fantastic.
What else do we have to do with the Ocean series?
You know what?
Dude, if you don't think we're there's another casino that needs to be, put in their
Terry
place.
Terry Benedict, is there another Terry Benedict we're going to go after here?
Damn right there is.
Okay.
All right.
Is Terry Benedict going to jump on sides with us now?
Terry Benedict actually ended up teaming up with them.
That's what I'm saying. Who else are we going to team up with?
I think
we went after Al Pacino,
maybe,
right?
Julia Roberts now owns her own casino, and they want to get back at Julia Roberts and rob her. I don't know. Something's going to go on here, and I'm here for it. I'm into an Ocean's 14.
You brought it up. I thought maybe you knew.
No, that we don't have any details on the film, Brian. Mm-hmm. Just that we know that it's going to happen, according to Deadline.
Well, Broadus likes to ask the tough questions so that he can make you feel like you weren't prepared enough for your segment. That's what he likes to do.
Well, hey, and I appreciate that.
He asks the unanswerable questions.
When we get more information, I will pass it along to you. Don't you worry, sir.
You know me, I love movies.
We're all over this beat.
I know, you're going to be first in line. You might even see this thing at midnight.
Might.
I'm excited.
Might be there.
USC, I mentioned earlier, Caleb Williams, number 13, is getting retired.
That's crap.
Broadus will show up to the movie right after his podcast is done.
They're also going to retire Reggie Bush's number 5. Oh, well, he's got to judge all the sacks, Eric.
Wow. This feels kind of like a throw-in, the Reggie Bush thing. Like, hey, guys, if we're doing the Caleb stuff, don't we need to probably do Reggie's as well?
Both
he should have had his own day, his
Heisman,
own moment
it's a decade ago. It's the Heisman Trophy retirement.
Oh, okay.
Caleb's got the Heisman Trophy. They stripped Reggie Bush of his Heisman. They just gave it back to him.
In USC's personal record book, though, Reggie should have never lost the Heisman. He should have had the Heisman jersey number retired. Hey, we're not talking about college football. We're talking about USC.
Take it up with Jared. Okay, you can fight with Jared about it when we talk with him a little bit later.
I'm just here to defend Reggie.
Gosh dang it.
Did you see Heisman House commercial? They had him on
ice.
Yes,
they did.
I haven't even seen the commercial yet, but I heard it was crazy.
Pretty funny.
He's
like,
he's putting his picture back up there in the hallway.
Cryogenic, like he was frozen, like, what'd I miss?
That's awesome.
He was frozen in time.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, top 10 best pork cuts. 877-881-1053.
Pork cuts.
Let us know what your favorite pork cut is.
Pork cut. What's an example of a cut of pork?
We did pork dishes. These are like specific pork cuts because I really was struggling to find. They only had 9 pork dishes on Taste Atlas. They didn't even go to 10.
So it's like your favorite part of the pig.
Like a pork chop is a cut. Baby back ribs, cut. Spare ribs, tenderloin, pork shoulder. I'm going through the list right now. Bang, 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 booted, boom. There it is.
Those pork dumplings.
Pork dumplings are delicious.
Yeah, was that number 10?
How about a pork bao bun? You can do the pork fried rice.
There you go.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
Number 10 is ground pork. Ground pork serves as a versatile ingredient. It can be used in a variety of different recipes.
Chili? You chili it up with something like that?
Meatballs?
I think what you do with the ground pork, though, you put it with some regular, like you do it with some other meat. So you make it, that's your fat.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're making a combo. You're thinking 2 pounds of ground beef, 1 pound of pork, putting them together.
Ooh, salami is one that we did not get to earlier. Salami's good?
Dude, salami's incredible.
Salami's
Heartburn City, but it is good.
That's not a cut, though.
214 is not into this, though. God, you guys are annoying with the pork stuff.
I would say your ribs are the best.
I'm really sorry. That
pork, and I'll tell you why ribs are the best.
I think the guy's right myself.
Here, 214, we're going to make this up. Come on out tomorrow. It's going to be the first time that KNC is followed by G-Bag at a Buffalo Wild Wings on a Friday football feast. All right, so we're going to be out there tomorrow.
Eric's going to eat wings.
Off Lemon Avenue in Dallas. We're going to have giveaways throughout the day, including Cowboy tickets, courtesy of Miller Lite. So come by, register to win 214. We're going to make it up to you if you're annoyed by the pork.
Well, the
we're going to have chicken.
The praise is pouring in here from the 646. What a dumbass segment on NFL season opening night.
I had an NFL bucket list stadium list ready to go. I can pivot, but I'm not going to. Now I'm leaning into it.
Yeah, you have to lean into it.
Number 9, pork belly.
I'll take the blame for this one.
Belly pork. I'm with you, man. What my baby wants, my baby gets.
Thank you.
You wanted a pork list? I gotcha. Pork belly coming in at number 9.
Dawson, I think they got too much power on the show now.
Well, yeah, they're giving us so many damn segments, I guess.
That was a little suspect, but
you want to do more than one segment?
One bad list a month.
Maybe. If you just keep interrupting me, I'd love to, yeah.
Bacon?
That's the pork belly.
Probably bacon comes in at 8.
It's the belly.
We got the pork loin.
The belly of the
beast.
That's
the belly of the pork.
Lean, tender cut. Now, what's the difference between this and the tenderloin? Pork loin. Flatter. Nothing. Wider.
Oh, there is something.
Mm. Ham, classic centerpiece for holiday feasts and celebratory meals. Bone in, bone out, cured or smoked.
Better on a sandwich afterwards with mayonnaise.
See, the problem with smoking a ham or a Boston butt is there's too much meat in the middle. You can't get that smoke on that meat in the middle.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's why the ribs are the best.
Pork shoulder.
That's why some people score the top of that ham. You know what I'm saying? Open it up a little bit.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Better smoke coverage.
Yep. Just trying to get through this piss poor segment, guys. Pork tenderloin comes up next.
Failed already.
The tenderloin.
The tenderloin's delicious. Tenderloin's very good. Spare ribs are next up. Meaty, robust flavor. They're larger and more substantial than baby back ribs. Just the spare ribs.
Yeah, more fatty.
Didn't know that.
Overall, easier to not screw up.
Next up, number two is the baby back. Unquestionably the favorite in America. Taken from the upper rib cage area.
Mm.
They're succulent and meaty, and they offer a delicate texture and sweet flavor.
Yeah,
you get too dry.
Oh, God dang it.
Dang, for real? You don't like baby back ribs,
you just
dog?
Said, now, what are you talking? You just said earlier you like baby backs.
Spare. I do like them. Yeah, I like the spare.
But now they're dry. The St. Louis the word cut. Succulent dry. Was used at Dawson Mealy
Guys. Number one's pork chops. Just get us out of here.
A succulent meal.
Number one is pork chops.
A succulent meal.
Woolchuck throwing a fit. A double barrels on his way out.
Good for him.
Yeah. Nice work, man. Welcome to football season, folks. We are now 45 minutes from LA Live with Lucius Alexander. We're 25 from the expressway. Get you caught up on the day's news. But Eric Kendricks is actually going to join us there at 520 today in the expressway. Where are we going next, Eric?
Football's finest. Why America's team is a laughingstock in Australia right now. And the Eagles actually have quite the home field advantage in Brazil. That's next here in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.